This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
Time to take this conversation in a different direction for a little bit. My next guest, one of my favorites, Greg Wrightstone, geologist. He's been investigating the Earth's processes for more than 35 years. He's a scientist. He wrote a wonderful book that every time he's on, I wheel around and look at the things that he wrote, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Just Doesn't Want You to Know. Greg, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me back. You're one of my favorite, one of the best and favorite hosts in the country.
Well, thank you.
I do a lot of radio.
Well, thank you very much. I flipped this open randomly. And you have this list of inconvenient facts at the back of the book. And the reason you're here is because this big report recently, 1,600 pages of doom and gloom of, you know, it's all going to end. And of course, Don Lemon and all the people on CNN only talk about the worst case scenarios and everything that could possibly go wrong, right? And I think they miss a lot of truth. Here's one inconvenient fact. In the last four ice ages, the CO2 level was dangerously low. Explain that, because a lot of people don't get that. There's a level by which a plant life would suffer badly, which would mean herbivores, those that eat plants, would suffer badly. And we weren't that far away from that level until just recently again, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we're a little bit over 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide right now. And I don't want to bore your listeners with a lot of numbers, but prior to our current geologic period, bear in mind we're about 400 now. The average CO2 level on Earth was 2,600. It got up to almost 8,000 before, and life flourished. In the last 140 million years, you've seen that chart. There's a dangerous, almost a straight line decline from where it was at 2,500 parts per million down to what I call the line of death. That's 180 parts or 150 parts per million, which is the minimum threshold for plant life to exist.
Right.
We almost got there at the end of the last ice age. Now, that's a climate catastrophe.
Oh, it is.
If plants can't survive.
Then you have mass die-off like you have from time to time on the planet, right? That's what would happen. So here's what I look at, and I'm very basic, Greg. I'm not really terribly bright, but I can figure this out. If you take heat and add water, you get life. Heat and water create life. I mean, that's why we have refrigeration. If you don't, everything in your refrigerator would be green and growing and multiplying. So I'm confused about the whole global warming. If it gets warmer, it's going to be a tragedy. No, you're going to grow more corn, more beans, more wheat, more grain crops, wouldn't you? I mean, wouldn't that stand to reason?
Well, yeah, and it does. If we look historically, Steve, they're historically, looking back over the last 4,500 years of Earth's history, human history, we've seen that each warming cycle was associated with great advances in civilization. There's a strong correlation between the rise and fall of temperatures and the rise and fall of civilizations. When you're in a warming period like we're in right now, great civilizations rose up. And if you were Emperor Steve in a warming period, you were fat and happy. You could feed your subjects. But if it started getting cold, we had crop failure, mass depopulation, famine. Bad things happen when it's cold, and that's just opposite of what we're being told. We're being told, fear the heat, fear the warm. It is warming. Don't be a denier. It has been warming for more than 300 years, and the first 200 years of that was entirely naturally driven.
Right.
And they want you to believe, they want your listeners to believe that those same natural forces driving temperatures for that first 200 years of our warming trend suddenly ceased at the beginning of the 20th century. Come on, give me a break. That's not how science works. You know that.
Yeah, to me, the warming
that.
Trend.
Your listeners know that.
To me, the warming trend goes back about 11,700 years when the last ice age decided to start dissipating, because if not, I'd be sitting under a half mile of ice right here in southern Michigan. Thankfully, it's gone, and I've gotten in return for that Lake Michigan and the Great Lakes and the Mississippi Delta and all sorts of wonderful things that came from global warming long before there were Republicans to blame. Inconvenient fact number 45 I want to focus on for a minute here, because you look at the wildfires in California. It's the worst ever, unprecedented. It's global warming. You've seen the headlines and the nonsense. None of those things are true, by the way. But if you look at the drought in 2003 in Europe, The big driving factor is soil moisture, according to your research here in Inconvenient Fact number 45. And so when you have more rain, you tend to have fewer droughts, fewer intense droughts, and you have fewer forest fires and wildfires because of moisture in the soil. Yes?
Right. Yeah, because warming temperatures, it's counterintuitive. The warming temperatures mean that the atmosphere can hold more water vapor, which leads to more precipitation. The alarmists will tell you, oh, well, that will lead to more flooding. And in some cases, it might. But what we're really seeing is a greening of the earth, that formerly desert areas in Australia, India, the southern Sahara are greening. Vegetation's increasing. And that's also then turbocharged with increasing CO2 means that there's an increasing CO2 fertilization effect. In other
sure.
words, plants love CO2. CO2's plant food.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's right.
Turbocharging that.
Yeah, plant food. Let me ask you this. The sun in a very calm state right now, very little solar activity. At some point back to the Maunder minimum and so forth is being much more critical in the weather and the climate on this planet than anything else. What do you make of that? We got about 40 seconds on that. Is the sun a direct influencer on our planet in this way?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the solar cycles of the magnetic storms on the sun, boy, there's a really, really good correlation dating back. If you look at the medieval warming period, the high Middle Ages, very active. Then we got into the Maunder minimum, the horrific cold of the Little Ice Age with what they call the Grand Solar Minimum.
Sure.
We're approaching the next Grand Solar Minimum. It could get bad. Cold is bad. Very, very, very bad.
Cold kills,
warmth
no question.
Is good.
Gregory Wrightstone.
I've got a great smartphone app coming out. We need to talk about that some point in the future.
Hold it. Well, let's do this. If you can hold through the commercial, I'll give you a couple of minutes to talk about the app and the book. Can you hold through the commercial?
Sure.
Hold right there. Gregory Wrightstone with us. Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. I'm going to tell you how you can get that for Christmas. I'm going to tell you how you can get his brand new app. And this book is dynamite. It's full of charts and graphs and easy to read. So you can explain to your family over Christmas dinner that they're wrong. The Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Ho, ho, ho.